a special broadcast at a weekend event that's going on where you are broadcasting this morning, Art Lewis.
Ah, well, indeed, that's true. We are here at Northwood University. It feels like old homework for me, old home week, I should say, because I remember many years ago we used to come out here every single year, and then the pandemic hit, and here we are back in the saddle again amongst hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of beautiful new automobiles on the largest outdoor show of its kind staged by students anywhere in the country here at Northwood University. And we will have lots of guests during our 9 and 10 o'clock hours and 11 too. We will start out with our buddy Dr. Tim Nash talking about the economy. That'll be right after 9 o'clock this morning. Around 9:40, 9:45, the president of the university, Kent McDonald, will be joining us. Next hour, at right after we start at 10 o'clock, Tony Stamos from the Midland Business Alliance will be with us. Jason Brickle from the Northwood Board of Trustees and Alumni, he'll be along. And Murray Kite, who is the Vice President of Advancement, will be here to talk about the university. And then we will have on focus Justin Marshall, the Chief Business Development Officer, and Ethan Schad, the Auto Show Chairman this year. And, of course, it is a student-run event here at Northwood University. Opens to the public at 12 noon today, and it's a free show. Beautiful, beautiful cars on campus. I had a chance to drive around a little bit, and it is really set up quite nice. So plan on coming out to the Northwood University Auto Show, back in full force here in 2022.
Exciting to hear.
Yeah,
look
absolutely.
Forward to hearing more. Also, I understand you are scheduled to have a broadcast tomorrow as well.
I do believe we're going to be at Johnson's Pumpkin Farm out on Portsmouth Road for their weekends. Well, it's their fall extravaganza. They're open every day right through Halloween, and we will tell you more about that tomorrow. Lots going on.
All right. So when it comes to weekend events and activities, as much as you can enjoy, Art Lewis is enjoying too, and you'll hear more about it here on WSGW. Hell's Half Mile Walking Tours going on. Sam Fitzpatrick is going to take you through today, 1 o'clock at the Bay County Historical Society, the museum. That's where it all steps off. $10 for adults, for 12 and under, $5. Just remember, as it's making historical references to when the lumberjacks would come in at the end of the seasons and go along that six-block strip of, well, what was called Hell's Half Mile for the gambling houses and the theaters and the saloons. There's perhaps some adult content, so the kids should be aware of that. But it's history, and it's happening today. You can enjoy the Hell's Half Mile walking tour with Sam Fitzpatrick at 1 o'clock. The haunted train and house at Rethke Park starts this weekend. Today and tomorrow and next Saturday, Friday and Saturday. So it's Friday and Saturday this weekend, Friday and Saturday next weekend. Rethke Park on Liddy Road in Saginaw, $10 per person. It's a big fundraiser for Rethke Park. And you can enjoy some concessions that will be available for purchase too. ThomasTownship.org to find out more. ThomasTownship.org online for the haunted train and house at Rethke Park this Friday and Saturday and next Friday and Saturday as well. We have at Pitt and Balcony Theater this weekend and next weekend, The Lightning Thief. It's a Percy Jackson musical tonight and tomorrow and Sunday and the next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can enjoy more of the information that you need if you'd like to attend by going to pittandbalconytheater.com. That's pittandbalconytheater.com. The Frankenmuth Bertrand Knights of Columbus begins its Friday fish fries that happen each month going on over the next several months. Shrimp dinners, baked and fried, fried and baked cod dinners. It's takeout only between 3 and 7 p.m. Now, you can do a takeout and still eat the dinner there. It's just not like it's a buffet style or anything like that. And there's a blood drive going on today between 1 and 6, and dinners are free to all those who attempt to donate. So, again, this is the fish fries with the Frankenmuth Bertrand Knights of Columbus. It's a mile north of Birch Run Road, officially at 11105 Dixie Highway in Birch Run. Online, you can visit kofcbirchrunmi.com and find out more. 3 till 7 today. Coming up tomorrow, the Japanese Tea House and the Japanese Cultural Center, Tea House and Gardens, will host a traditional tea ceremony starting at 2 o'clock. It's $10 for a person. You can call for the reservations you'll need, 989-759-1648. Visit online, JapaneseCulturalCenter.org, for tomorrow at 2 o'clock for a Japanese tea ceremony. Tomorrow is going to be another of the Walk to End Alzheimer's in the Great Lakes Bay Region. The walks that are the world's largest fundraisers for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. It's going to be in Midland tomorrow. If you go to WSW.com and scroll down our homepage, you'll find a Walk to End Alzheimer's box. It contains all the information you need in order to attend and help raise the funds and awareness of Alzheimer's tomorrow in Midland, a Walk to End Alzheimer's. The historic Trombley House, the Trombley Center House on John F. Kennedy Drive in Bay City, will have a fall open house tomorrow. And you can include a tour as well. It's going to be between 3 and 4 p.m. with free admission. And you call 989-893-5733 for more information that you might need. 989-893-5733 for the historic Trombley Center House. And it's open house tomorrow from 3 until 4 p.m. The Midland Symphony Orchestra is going to be opening up its season tomorrow. And it's going to perform selections from West Side Story and more. It's a performance of Rebirth and Renewal. Appropriate, it would seem, on the opening concert performance with music director Bohuslav Rutte holding the baton. For more information about the Midland Symphony Orchestra tomorrow at the Midland Center for the Arts, so you go to MidlandCenter.org. That's MidlandCenter.org. Oh, tomorrow, and weekends through October now, Saturday and Sundays, the next three weekends, the Saginaw Children's Zoo with its annual Zoo Boo, with the creepy and crawly animal friends and the Dr. Slime show and rides on the pirate train, all available to enjoy. $10 for tickets at the gate. Go to SaginawZoo.com, SaginawZoo.com, to find out more about Halloween Zoo Boo the next three weekends at the Children's Zoo at Celebration Square in Saginaw. We have a fall harvest soup supper that's going to be going on. This is happening at the St. Stanislaus Kostka Knights of Columbus Council, number 12423 in Bay City. This is coming up on Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. until sold out. Four homemade soups to be featured, and all meals are curbside. You enter the lot on the east side of St. Stan's Church off of Farragut and drive along the back of the parish center, and you can enjoy the fall harvest soup supper again Tuesday, starting 11:30 a.m. till sold out. And that's with the Knights of Columbus Council, number 12423. And again, drive the east side of St. Stan's Church off of Farragut to the back of the parish center for your curbside service for the fall harvest soup supper on Tuesday. We have a reminder that coming up on Wednesday, there'll be another chance for those in need to attend the Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw. Every Wednesday, there's a drive-through food giveaway, 110 boxes of food, first come, first serve, food and personal items. This is at the First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw, the corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw, 10 a.m. every Wednesday. Again, first come, first serve. That's given away to the community as those who are in need. So if it's you, that's fine. You know, you're allowed to attend. There's no parameters or anything like that. Or if somebody you know, send them in the direction of the Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw. Always lots of things to see, to do, to enjoy, and to share when it comes to events and activities on the weekend. And we hope that you will find something that you'll be able to do too and enjoy here in the Great Lakes Bay region.